This program is sponsored by Minutes of Truth.
Welcome to Minutes of Truth, hosted by Antoine Speller. Please enjoy.
The loins girt about with truth, the breastplate of righteousness, and your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. Now I'll leave you with this question before we go into our communion today. Where have your feet been taking you? That'll tell you where you are. Where have your feet been taking you? Is it nowhere? Or is it places you shouldn't be going? Or is it going out proclaiming the gospel of peace? And that's Christ. Where are you today? It's decision time. Where are you today? Are you in Christ or are you outside of Christ? Are you following the world or are you following Christ? Have you been running with the world or have you been running with Christ? You know. The Bible says you know. No one even has to tell you. You know. So the question today is, have you believed on the Lord Jesus Christ? Jesus said it this way. I love it. Jesus said in Luke 13:3. Look what Jesus said in Luke 13:3. He says, I tell you, nay, but except ye repent, ye shall all likewise perish. We all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. What you need to simply do is accept that gift that the Lord has given us, and that's His Son. The gift that He gave us that we could never pay ourselves. He paid a debt that He did not owe and a debt that we could not pay. He lived a perfect life. He fulfilled the law. He met the obligation the Father wanted. And the Lord, the God pulled upon His wrath upon His Son for you and for me. And He simply says this, believe upon Him and thou shalt be saved. Romans chapter 10:9 puts it better than me. Romans chapter 10:9 to 10, listen to this. It says that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in thine heart that God raised Him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Will you call upon the name of the Lord today to be saved? Matter of fact, He says this, come now. Come now, let us reason together, saith the Lord. Though your sins be as scarlet, they shall be white as snow. Though they be red like crimson, they shall be as wool. Won't you come? He says, all are welcome. Will you come and believe upon Him? You simply must believe. Like the thief on the cross, recognize who Jesus was. And He said, remember me when thou enter into thy kingdom. He recognized that Christ would live again. Do you believe that Christ rose from the grave? And right now seated at the right hand of the Father, making intercessions for you. Do you believe? If you believe, the Bible says you're saved. Now, like it says that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth, are you willing to confess it? Do you really believe? It says that if thou shalt confess with the mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in thine heart, thou shalt be saved. Will you believe? That if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shalt believe in thine heart that God raised Him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. Will you confess it right now? You can say it in a prayer. You can say this prayer or say one as your own. But you only can say this prayer if you believe. That's the only thing that saves you is to believe. You're just confessing it with your mouth. Would you like to confess it? Say, dear God, I come now confessing I'm a sinner. And I'm sorry for my sins. I believe Jesus died, was buried, and on the third day rose for my sins. Thank you, Jesus, for saving me. Did you confess it? We would love to hear it. Make sure you visit our website, minutesoftruth.org, and let us know, and we'll send you some Christian material to help you in your Christian walk.
Thank you for listening to Minutes of Truth. For more information, go to our website, minutesoftruth.org. And remember, God's word is life.
This program is sponsored by Minutes of Truth.